I'm Trudy Kerr, and welcome to The Interviewer. In this series, I talk to artists, campaigners, men and women of influence, musicians, performers, sportsmen and women, politicians, businessmen and women, and anyone who shapes the fabric of our society. My guest today is a DJ, a devoted boyfriend, a proud dog owner, and a bit of a philosopher on social media. But as I scrolled through Instagram, Alvin Gallia's post stopped me dead. So the clip says that ADHD is an upgrade, giving you an untapped amount of energy to be able to focus on multiple projects at any one time. But it also means that there is a hypersensitivity to boredom. And that doesn't mean that you can't concentrate on things for a long time. It means that you have trouble concentrating on things you're not interested in. And the subsequent post spoke to exactly how I would respond to ADHD. It's just a thing that everybody has these days. And the narrative states that it really is a biological condition, and that only 4.5% of those who are affected are diagnosed, and that you can't grow out of ADHD. It is about how you are wired. Bearing in mind how unaware of ADHD I was, and how I might have been ready just to write off this condition as someone who is naughty or had too much sugar, I contacted Alvin to find out why he had posted this on his newsfeed. And his answer is the reason that he is with me today. Alvin, thank you so much for being with me on The Interviewer.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You blew me away when I said, why did you make this post? Because I kind of had this feeling, and we're going to talk about this in a second. But before we do that, I want to find out a little bit about you, because you have been a DJ.
Yeah.
At the moment, you're doing other things. You've been a radio DJ. You've been a DJ, club DJ. What have you done? What are you doing?
Basically, what have I done? Thanks to God, I did everything I would have put my targets. My career, I wanted to play in the biggest parties and the biggest events, all the clubs, and I managed to do so. So I'm really happy with that. I did productions, signed with record labels and everything. It was a really nice ride, a nice career. So that's basically it. And now I'm more into my job as well as a project manager, construction, you know. So it's totally different things. Obviously, there's boom, 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 boom as well. There's
the beat. Yeah, of course. You're not missing the
sound. There's a beat going on as well. But that's basically it. Yeah.
Fantastic. So this is a huge change in your life. We're going to go to this post, because when I saw the post, I was really humbled by the fact that there was an explanation for ADHD. And I grew up in the 70s. I would have been one of those kids that went, that's a naughty kid,
and
recognized that there was such a condition. And then as you grow older, you're just like, yeah, everybody wants to be diagnosed with ADHD and so on.
I get that every weekend.
But when I spoke to you a week ago, you answered me by telling me that you had been diagnosed in the past 6 months as having ADHD, which blew my mind. How old are you, Alvin?
I'm 37, going on 38 next August. So
before we talk about your story, explain to me, what is ADHD? Explain to me in a way that you understand it.
Well, from the research that I did, ADHD, it's you can't just say you have ADHD. ADHD, there is a list of symptoms that you have to have at least an amount of them, and everyone is different. For example, I can't sleep with the lights off and no sound. I can't. If I switch off the light and I switch off my TV, I will listen to many voices going on. Even at the moment, I'm listening to voices at the moment while I'm speaking to you. In fact, one of the medications is that you focus more on the thing you are thinking of or seeing, not what did I do? For example, while I'm speaking now, I'm remembering I have to send some emails later on, what I did during the day, some pictures I took with my mobile about some construction sites I did, while I'm speaking to you and focusing on what I'm saying. So it's quite complicated. It's really complicated. But then there's There's several different aspects, like there's people going like this, hyperactive, but it's not only hyperactive. There's something about your focus, and the worst thing is, if you don't like or you don't have interest in a subject, it's for nothing, not even if you have if you take medication. You can't. You literally can't. You start doing stupid things. For example, I'm getting married in two months, and I have nothing against the church, obviously, because it's something nice and whatever. And they do this course called Takana. It's like 6 months before the wedding. And for me, 2 hours is too much. And the first hour is nice. You meet up other couples, and this elder couple tells you what you have to do in marriage, good things. You have to show her respect, and both of you have to cook, and both of you do the laundry, and whatever. That nice thing, socializing, you know. After the first hour, I start wearing my mask like here, and going like this, and like this, and my girlfriend, stop it. And I you couldn't handle it. You couldn't handle it, because then it comes boring, and I can't control myself. I imagine the mask, you wearing the mask here. I start putting it here and here, and you become like a five-year-old kid, and you can't handle it anymore, because I'm bored now.
But this is...
So it's complicated. It's really vast. It's you can't say, listen, I have that because then I have ADHD. No.
ADHD stands for what?
ADHD is the hyperactivity, but then the focus. If you lose focus, but that's why it's not ADD anymore. It's ADHD.
There's four
different words. Hyperactive disorder. Something.
Attention deficit something like hyperactive disorder. Yes.
For example, I'm not interested in what stands those words, so I literally don't know. And I'm just more focused on what are the symptoms instead of what the word is saying. For example, let me tell you a small thing. So for example, you come up to me and say, Alvin, listen, what are you going to cook for dinner tonight? And I'm going to tell you, listen, I'm going to do a very good plate of pasta. And you tell me, listen, I'm gluten-free. And I want to check if it's gluten or free or not, the packet, whatever, that I bought. I don't know how to read from beginning to finish. No. I have to go around, first find the word gluten, and then I read what's around it. I don't know how to read from top to bottom. My body, my brain doesn't let me.
Okay.
I know how to read, obviously.
But this is, you know? Seriously, seriously blowing my mind.
My mind is blown off for 37 years.
it's been incredible, but listen, the Post talked about somebody who's affected by ADHD having their brain wired differently, and that's exactly
it
what
is,
you're
yes,
describing.
It's wired totally different.
Well, you were, when you were younger, you've only been diagnosed 6 months ago. When you were younger, did you feel like you were wired differently to your friends and classmates?
Yes. But now I couldn't handle it anymore, and I had to speak with someone, because...
But what was that like as a child?
As a child, it was like a balance between failure and success, because I remember my mom telling me this. For example, if my mom tells me you have to study or read, and then I will buy you, for example, that beautiful bicycle. In fact, I remember at the age of, I think, really, I already started reading and speaking perfect English. And I remember my father telling me that when we went the first time with the bike, it has like two small wheels. I remember on the first go, he removed one, then he pushed me, I went around, and then he made like sort of a bet with my mom that he's going to remove the second one just after an hour, and I managed to ride it with no practice, nothing. But because my mind said, listen, I want it, I want the bicycle, I was looking forward for it. So you will be successful in many things, and it's not normal things, these are not normal. But if you really want it. But if you don't want it, I was a mess when it comes to exams. I was a mess when it comes to subjects like, for example, maths. I was so good in maths. As soon as algebra came along, and my brain told me, listen, algebra, you don't need it in life. A over Z squared plus X over B. That's it. Maths, I used to get 15 out of 100.
You don't own that one. I'm sorry, but I don't have ADHD, I don't think, and I was exactly the same. Yeah. I'm like, who gives a crap about algebra?
You know what I mean? So at that moment that my brain says, listen, you don't need this. This is BS. That's it. I can't. I literally can't. I can't focus, nothing, because for me it's a waste of time. That's it. It's irrelevant. And now that I know the condition I have, let's say it's a condition, because I don't really care. I don't really say it's a condition. Now it feels like a closure. It helped me along the way.
But this is exactly what this post said,
yeah,
which grabbed my attention. It
that's
says,
why I knew I have ADHD, because of these videos, because I said, ah, that's why then.
Okay, so you saw these videos, you identified with these videos. How did you then go about getting diagnosed? You're 37 years old, and suddenly you get diagnosed. What was the process then?
So in summer, I really love going out with the boat or with the jet ski, whatever. That's the only thing. For example, I don't know how to relax. The word relax for me doesn't exist. But the only relaxing thing that I just realized that works, when I start my engine, I go out like planing from there, and I listen to the shh going like this. I find myself like relaxed, like with the sea, with that fresh air going. Like it's nice. It's a feeling that I like normal people go next to the pool on a deck chair and have, which I never had. I realized that, for example, listen, guys, let's get some beers, let's go to Adira Bay. And we go to Adira Bay. As soon as I turn off the engine, the back of my mind, I start like, what time shall we start the engines again and go to Camino now? And then after like 45 minutes, listen, guys, I think Camino is good, let's go there. And we go there, and after there, listen, you want to go have lunch and go, so... I said, why can't I really relax in something that I'm doing at the moment? There's something strange, and I couldn't handle it anymore. I couldn't understand it. And then I spoke to one of my best friends, Edward from G7, that I used to DJ for years with him. And he told me, obviously I have ADHD. I told him, Edward, so why? He told me, you're my friend, I can't, like, diagnose you, you know? Listen, I give you this number of this guy. And I went there. I started speaking with him about what I have and what I do. And as soon as I started going like this, I said, yeah, obviously, you have ADHD. Yeah, like, big.
And it never occurred to you before your friend told you?
Because that's why I'm trying. Because I've been there, done that. I wish that... Not for me. Well, I'm sorted, man. I don't care. But I wish that, for example, kids, man, that have like, why at school? Here is the school I used to attend, primary school in Lia. Why we don't put a class with instruments, with music? Why don't we put a class with working with wood? Like electricity, like bulbs, like how the green energy works. Like, for example, me, I never watch a movie. Like, I prefer going on YouTube and watching mega structures on how they put.
But in fairness, if that isn't what's happening now, that was my childhood. We had music lessons. We had craft design technology where we did woodwork.
No. That's the problem. That's the problem. What I have, maths, English, Maltese, and religion, and maybe social studies and geography. And that's it. I know that maths is, for example, I heard a podcast of Gary Vee, and he said, we have the commodities, like, who was the president of America, of the United States, blah, 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 blah. And Siri just answers you at that moment. So why waste the time knowing all the presidents in America while you can study green energy? So we combat climate change, for example.
Can I vote for you for prime minister? Because no, it's making a real sense.
But it's real sense. Like you have 8 hours a day, and you're you're wasting your resourceful, you know what I mean. Like, there's a problem with climate change. Why you study algebra? You know what I mean?
No one should study algebra.
You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Listen, you talked about the statistics there. I'm going to come to a survey in the US. And let's imagine that the world is a globe and that perhaps the same applies to other countries. But in a 2022 survey in the US, it stated that 2.4% of children aged 2 to 5 and 9.6% of children aged 6 to 11 have been diagnosed with ADHD, with 4.4% of the adult population affected by ADHD, and with 1 in 4 of those never having received treatment. Now, well, let's look at that. You're talking about this age group. You're talking about why are we not studying environment? I mean, I'm so with you. I'm way behind you at voting you for as Prime Minister.
It could be because
you're like, why don't we look at green energy instead of algebra? You get my vote, Alvin. But that's 1 in 10. 1 in 10 children have ADHD. 1 in 10. A class of, let's say, 20 kids. That's 2 kids that have got ADHD that may or may not get diagnosed. And at 4.4% of adults. And the reason they say 4.4 is because diagnosis is now active, more active in children than it was when you were a child.
The thing is, we're losing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you that I'm a genius. Far from it. But if an ADHD person, you give him the tools to flourish what he really is good at, he can be a genius. And it's a shame because sometimes they say, oh, you're lazy, oh, you're a troublemaker. And
did you get that?
Oh, my God. Obviously. I'm still dead. I'm still that, but thank God my mom never gave up. My mom knew that I had. She never told me like, listen, Alvin, you're going to be a failure in your life. Never. She just used to tell me, listen, you make me angry. You're good at everything, but for some reason you start something and you don't finish it, and that's it. Like. Focus more, focus more, focus more. And it used to drive me angry in a way because it came naturally. I didn't do it on purpose.
Is your mom still with us?
Yes, obviously.
So when you went to her and you told her that you'd been diagnosed with ADHD at 37 years old, did she suddenly say, oh my word, well, yes, obviously?
Yes and not, but... She always knew there's something strange about me, but for her it wasn't an issue, you know. For her it wasn't an issue. For her it was like,
but did
that's,
it not
that's Alvin. In fact, we own my father owns a business and everything. And imagine, I went to work for a minimum wage as an electrician. I didn't want the business, you know, like. We had no DJs and no one in the music industry in our family, all businessmen, and they all said, oh, DJ music, even my grandpa, the business is important in the family, and I did everything, and she never gave up, and she said, it's okay, but obviously try to improve, and everything I did was always with the, for example, if I have 100 euros, I want to spend 120. Not the other way around. Not the other way around. First, pay your bills, and then. Now, yes, but come on, I'm 37. About time, eh? My brothers used to do that at 21, but at 35 or 32. In fact, to this day, my account, so my girlfriend takes care of everything. I'm really good at earning money. I'm really good at earning money, but I'm a disaster. Even the wedding. Gabby's taking care of everything. Because I'm a disaster. I can't. I really can't. I try, but I can't.
I love your humor about it because you're embracing this, which is so cool. And it's also really liberating for anybody else that's going through the same process that you're going, whether they're 10 years old or 30.
The important is they have to support you.
Well, I was going to ask, can I touch on that? You get diagnosed, you get somebody who sees you and says, well, yes, obviously you have ADHD. What then? Did you get support? Did you get guidance?
Well, I think Gabby really, really, really loves me. So that's obviously that she loves me because she has patience with me. But a part of the joke. But
did you get guidance from
medical? No, nothing. You can't really change yourself. And there is this thing. It's all about your partner. Because for example, last accident we had like an accident, like sort of a fight we had. I was on my sofa and there was a Netflix going on, and I had like a TikTok video going on, and my neighbor, he started shouting, whatever, like fighting maybe. And I did like this, and I was hearing literally everything they are saying while the TikTok video is still rolling, and with my.
Did you just say your ass?
Yeah.
You can say ass.
I press on the remote, and I think the volume went down. And Gabby was in the kitchen saying, Alvin, turn up the volume. Alvin, because she was seeing a series, I don't know which one. And I don't know nothing. I didn't even listen to nothing. I honestly didn't hear it. Alvin, like, turn up the bloody volume, you know. And she came up to me like, do like this and that. Are you really serious? I said, what? I honestly didn't even know. And she said, how, obviously, because you always make, taking like notice of your TikToks and, I didn't even realize there's TikTok going on. I was so hyper focused on one thing that nothing was happening all around. And I honestly, I admit, it's the real truth. I didn't even know that she was calling me. I didn't even, my mobile is going with TikTok, which I didn't really knew about. TV pressing with volume coming up, nothing. I was hyper-focused on his voice and her voice, whatever. Nothing else. Nothing else was happening around me. Nothing. And I had to apologize a million times.
Understand now, then?
Yeah, now she understands, but still it's tough because she has her work as well. She comes home stressed. So if I do this, she will spike as well until she realizes, yes. And sometimes there's that question mark, which every partner will say, like, is he doing this because he knows he has ADHD? Which I admit, it's true. You don't do it on purpose, but that's a question that you realize that people are going to ask, obviously.
Of course.
So it's hard.
Must be simply because people don't understand. Talking to you, listening to you, and that post that blew my mind, suddenly I realized I knew nothing. Knowing your journey and knowing at 37 years old, you've been diagnosed, but you've had this all your life. It's the one thing that post said, you don't grow out of it because it is the way that you're wired. So how do you help kids that are now, or parents who are having troubles with kids because they're bouncing off the walls?
What point of view at school with the kids? Even their personal and the personal relationship with their parents, for example. If I didn't have these things, but outbursts like crying, like really sad from inside, like we are really prone to depression. I never had depression, but we're really, really, really prone to depression and anxiety. We are the literally the most people that can have depression like this. So the support of the parents when they say, no, don't start shouting them and or like, go to your room, you're grounded, because that's literally not good and you're doing a lot of harm. So that's my, I think, my suggestion to show parents what they have to do. I think I didn't have those things because my mama was really lucky. But sometimes, yes, I did take punishments, which I didn't understand. I take them. Like, listen, you're grounded. You can't use your gaming console at that time, or the computer, no internet for the weekend, or no TV, whatever, no cartoons. And I used to ask myself, why? Like, why? What did I do? Why? And then I looked on my brothers and said, oh, my brothers, they didn't do that. Maybe I am the bad one, like. But my brain the next day will forget about it and do it again. You know what I mean? So it's quite complicated. But I think I think that the government should provide counseling, like for parents about it as well. Because let's face it, parents are, if they don't are, if they're not educated, they can't do better. Eh? So I never searched ADHD. I just going around with on the TikTok videos and watching things, and there was. Like this guy, 14 symptoms. You diagnose in 60 seconds. Maybe you have ADHD. And he start like going like this. Oh, that's me. Where's my key? Ah, that's me. Where's my mobile? Ah, that's me. Going out from the door and then coming after 5 seconds because you forgot to get something. You're talking to people like this, but you're listening nothing. Which it happens to me. If I'm not interested, I'm looking at you, but I really can't hear what you're saying.
But I'm really assuming that you are interested in this conversation.
Yes, I am, because obviously we're talking about ADHD. So, and all the symptoms, like from 14, I hit like, boom, 12, 11. I said, yeah, I have ADHD.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And then I spoke to Edward and said, of course you have ADHD.
This is incredible. Has it changed any of your plans for the future? Has it changed you at all?
No, not at all. What I'm good at, I'm going to enhance it and put more of my energy in it and, improve in it, focus more on it. Because I know that if there's something which I love, I can do better than anyone else. Yeah, we're fun people going around, so we have a lot of positive vibes in us. So it's not something you should look at it like that. It's like something positive. Like, yeah, I'm really looking forward for the ADHD Alvin guy. Because why not?
Alvin, I want to say a massive, massive thank you for being on this show. Thank you for being open and talking about this.
Yeah, why not? Anytime, if I could help in any way, even parents,
you
whatever.
You already
have. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but I have ADHD, so with what I can help. Eh?
A big shout out to your extremely patient and loving girlfriend.
Yes.
Soon-to-be wife.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. To listen to this edition of The Interviewer again or other exciting interviews, head towards Spotify or SoundCloud and search for The Interviewer.